It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello again. Welcome to the show live from the streets of Washington, D.C. Coming right at you for the next hour. We've got requests and dedications and another Now 64 CD giveaway. A happy Tuesday to you. If you would like to be a part of this show, all it takes is a phone call, 202-619-2077. We'll start off today's show with this request for Edwin, who's listening in Ghana to 98.1 FM. It's the guy that just took home the American Music Award for the Artist of the Year. Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic. Sings 24 Karat Magic. That was the American Music Award winner for the Rock Album of the Year and the R&B Album of the Year. And that's the singer who got the Favorite Male Pop Artist of the Year and Artist of the Year. In fact, he won 7 American Music Awards out of 8. That is a big night. 7 out of 8. Huge. And his name is Bruno Mars. His real name is Peter Hernandez, in case you didn't know that. A request from Edwin here on Border Crossing's 24 Karat Magic. Now, Bruno Mars is currently on his 24 Karat Magic World Tour. And his next show will be in Sao Paulo, Brazil, coming up on tonight. And then he performs all throughout South America until December 20th. And then he's here in Washington, D.C. on the harbor for a show. And in fact, two shows. And he's got other concerts in New Zealand and The Rock in Rio, in Lisboa in Portugal, and Hyde Park in London. He's got a whole bunch of things planned. He's really excited about November 29th because that is his primetime live TV concert. It's called Live at the Apollo Theater from New York City. And it's on CBS television November 29th. Bruno Mars Live at the Apollo. And that's kind of cool. I know that Dell's done those in the past, but this time it's going to be Bruno Mars in the spotlight. I'm Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings. I'm so happy to have you here with us on Tuesday. Thank you very much for tuning in to the show. You can check in with us by calling 202-619-2077. You can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Nayo Emmanuel said hi from Rwanda. And I know that we're back on primetime in Rwanda. So hello to Nayo. Hari Santosa requested a calendar. Do we have the calendars yet? The calendars are in now. Okay. Well, Vince says, yes, we have the calendars. Can I get one? I want to see what one looks like. I'd like to see the calendars for 2018. And Hari knew that we had calendars and requested a calendar. So, Hari, we're going to mail you one in Indonesia. Hari Santosa from Indonesia, Selamat Po. Thank you for listening to the show. Wanda Wosen Hailu is tuned in. I heard from a fantastic Rambo. That's his name in Accra, Fantastic Rambo. Ephraim Marawi is tuned in to Border Crossings, and Salvi. Salvi listens to us via Kuwait on 96.9 FM. She works in Kuwait City and listens to Border Crossings. So thank you, Salvi, for checking in with our show, Border Crossings. Also on Facebook, it was, let's see, heard from Mikhail, who's in Russia. Thank you. Also Michael in Belarus. My grandparents are from Minsk. And so I guess I've got some Minsk blood flowing through my veins. So thank you, Michael, for your request for listening to Border Crossings. And he requested a Kelly Clarkson song. We've got a Kelly Clarkson song coming up, but it's not the one for Michael, though. We'll get yours on. I heard from Etienne Habumugisha, tuned in to 104.3 FM, also in Rwanda. And let's see, we got a message from a Peace Corps member, a pharmacist, whose name is Agnieszka Nowak. And Agnieszka is listening, and she said radio is very interesting. And she's a pharmaceutical rep, and she listens to Border Crossings all the time and tunes us in where she lives. And I thank you for listening to Border Crossings. She attended Warszawski University, or Warszawski University. I don't know exactly how to say that. She works for GlaxoSmithKline. They are a major pharmaceutical company. So thank you very much, Agnieszka. I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Also heard from Srinivasan and Clifford and Bartle. So thank you all for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and saying hello to us. Here's a request for Moses Sarugo in Uganda. This is also for Christia Ruther Kalisa. And it's dedicated to Nakure Maurice in Mozambique. Kelly Clarkson on Border Crossings.
I will not make the same mistakes that you did. I will not let myself cause my heart so much misery. I will not break the way you did. You fell so hard.
Because of you, I never strayed too far from the sidewalk. Hey, what's up? This is Kelly Clarkson. You are listening to Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
Crossings and Stedham in Ghana wanted Bob Marley's One Love, and there is one love, and it's enough for all of us to share. This is Border Crossings, and it's a Tuesday. Thank you very much for joining us. The Now 64 CD giveaway is well underway. In fact, we've got this week and a little bit of next until we start into December to give away the Now 64 CD, which has Charlie Puth, Luis Fonsi, Shawn Mendes, Sam Hunt, Liam Payne, Calvin Harris, Maroon 5, French Montana, Childish Gambino, Logic, Sam Smith, Kesha Pink, Bruno Mars, Zayn, and Imagine Dragons. And then starting in December, we have not one, not two, not three, but four holiday CDs in a holiday gift grab bag for every lucky listener. You win four CDs if you win. Four CDs. That's huge. And it's a December to remember as we celebrate the holidays together here on Border Crossings. And I'll be telling you more about those specific CDs as we get a little closer to the giveaway. But I'm four every day for one lucky listener every day on Border Crossings. I want to say an early happy birthday to Natasha Bedingfield, who will celebrate her 36th birthday on November 26th. Just around the corner. Natasha's been on this show a couple of times, and always loved having her on. She's absolutely lovely. Lovely girl, lovely person. Pleasure to talk to. She's from the UK and started in art school. She was going to be an art major and turned to music, had some hits, and made a lot of money, then kind of started to work in charity and help her mother's charity, Cause for Children, who are victims of sex trafficking. And since that time, she's been working on a new album. She did a little bit of touring in the last year or so, but she's getting back into the swing of things musically. She also got married and had a baby. So she's been a busy girl. And this request for Natasha Bedingfield fans comes from a listener in Nepal. And I'm very happy to hear from Nepal, Kathmandu, and Mr. Sunil Dungana, who's listening to Border Crossings today. and said that I first heard your show many years ago on shortwave radio, about 15 years ago. And I kept on listening to you even when I attended the University of Boston. And I'm still listening back home now in Nepal. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you. And I miss all the U.S. festivals in the U.S. that I had a chance to enjoy. So best regards to everybody in the U.S. and Border Crossings. And Sunil Dungana says, I hope to win the CD giveaway. So maybe you will this hour. Stay tuned. Here's your request for Natasha Bedingfield, Pocket Full of Sunshine.
Hello, this is Natasha Bedingfield, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Hey, this is your boy Chris Brandon. Right now, y'all checking out Board of Crossings.
Don't
Crossings, and it's for you, all the beautiful people who tune into Border Crossings every day. A Walu Elin geographer requested that song and dedicated to Amanda, my Amanda. So thank you, Walu, for thinking of Amanda. I'm looking forward to seeing her tonight. She comes back home for the holidays from college, so I haven't seen her in a bit. And that is Chris Brown, beautiful people here on Border Crossings. Chris Brown bought himself a new home, which is a wise move considering his other house had been broken into a couple months ago. And some $300,000-plus worth of stuff was stolen. And so first priority on the new home, a better security system. So he got himself a nice expensive place in Hollywood and a better security system and gated community and all that good stuff. All the wonderful tapestries and accoutrements that go along with being a multimillionaire. Now, Chris has a new album out. It's his eighth album. It came out a few weeks ago, not doing so well. Chris says the reason it's not doing so well is that people don't understand it. Okay. It is a 45-song double box CD, and it's called Heartbreak on a Full Moon. I don't know what there is to understand about it. Probably it's more expensive than most fans in his age group can afford. That's my guess. But it's called Heartbreak on a Full Moon. Lots and lots of new music. But thank you very much for the request. Walu Elin geographer, hope you enjoyed your Chris Brown song. I know there's a lot of people out there that love Chris Brown's music. And you can count Michael Jackson's dad, Joe Jackson, as one of them. Joe recently went on record as saying that he really thinks that Chris Brown is underrated and underappreciated and really cool and really good. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London, and we are doing this thing we do every day called Border Crossings, which is a request hour. And we do indeed get to cross borders, not only with who we're talking to, because we have an international audience in 100 countries around the world, but with regard to the format, with regard to the music we play, because it's a request show. So we can play country, we can play rock, we can play heavy metal, not too much, and we can play R&B, we can play pop, we do it all. And so and it's requests, it's dedications, it's giveaways, we got the Now 64 CD giveaway, and it's interviews. In fact, on this week's show on Thursday, Thanksgiving, Nelson. It's an encore presentation of Nelson. Matthew and Gunnar Nelson, Ricky Nelson's twin sons. They are a band. They've been around since the 80s recording hits, and they're going to join us on Thursday show. So don't miss this Thursday Thanksgiving show with Nelson here on Border Crossings. All right, coming up next, Rotkong Job in Nigeria wants me to play a request, and it's a Katy Perry song. Back in her religious days, she grew up in a religious family. Her parents are both ministers. Her first album was a gospel album. So we're going back to the religious days for Katy Perry. And I just came out with Forbes' list of the richest women in music. They just put it out just this morning. And Katy Perry comes in at ninth on the list with an income in 2017 of $33 million. Now, that's not that's a lot of money, but it's not as much as she's going to make in 2018 with her Witness tour and the sales of her Witness album and the $25 million she's making as a judge on American Idol. So right away, you put all that together, she's going to way past $33 million. It's nowhere near what she's going to need to beat Beyonce. Beyonce's back at number one after falling to number two last year behind Adele. This year, she's number one, and Beyonce's earnings this year are $105 million. She made $105, most of that from the Formation Tour and sales of the album. Adele is number two, $69 million. Taylor Swift, she, her album didn't even come out this year. And Taylor Swift made $44 million. And she's already got the best-selling album of the year. Right now, over 1.5 million copies of the Reputation album in its first week. So Taylor is going to be a tough competitor for that title next year. $44 million for Taylor. Celine Dion made $42 million. Jennifer Lopez, $38 million. Dolly Parton, who's worth, I don't know, $500, $600 million. She was on the show a few weeks ago. She made $37 million this year. And she is number six. Rihanna, number seven at $36 million. Britney Spears, number eight at $34 million. I mentioned Katy Perry, number nine, $33 million. Barbara Streisand coming in at number 10 with $30 million. I'm just $30 million away from her. That's all. I just need another $30 million to catch up. Here's Roke Kong Jobs Request, Katy Perry, By the Grace of God, here on Border Crossings for Nigeria.
Was 27 surviving my return to Saturn? A long vacation didn't sound so bad. Was full of secrets, locked up tight like Iron Mountain. Running on empty, so out of gas. Thought I wasn't enough, found I wasn't so tough. Laying on the bathroom floor, we were living on a foul line, and I felt the fault was all mine. Couldn't take it anymore. By the day. Wasn't gonna let love take me out that way.
Hi, it's Katy Perry, and you're listening to my dude, Larry London.
Throw your hands in the air right now, man. Feel this right here. Scott Storch. Yeah, Khaled, I see you. Showbiz born law. I don't give a fuck about your faults or mishaps. We from the Bronx, New York. It happens. Kids clapping. Love to spark the place. Half the in the squad got a scar on their face. It's a cold world and this is ice. Half a meal for the chump. This is life. Got the phantom in front of the building, Trinity, yeah. 10 years been legit, they still figure me bad. As a young, was too much to cope with. Why you think? Mob, nickname me Cook Cook. Should've been called on robbery. Stall shit, or maybe grand larceny. I did it all, I put the pieces to the puzzle. Just as long, I knew me and my people was gonna bubble. Came out the gate on some flojo. Fat with the shotty was the logo kid. Said my don't dance, he just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on, I said my don't dance, he just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on.
Hard to the easy, into the whiz eye. My arms stay breezy, the dawn stay fizzy. Got a date at 8, I'm in the 740 fizz eye. And I just bought a bike so I can ride till I die. With a matching jacket, about to cop me a mansion. My mansion in the club, but you know they not dancing. We gangsta and gangsters don't dance with boogies. So never mind how we got here with burners and hoodies. Listen, we don't pay admission and the bouncers don't check us. And we walk around the metal detectors. And it really ain't a need for a VIP section. In the middle with a dance floor, reckless checking. Steady, like my necklace started relaxing now. That's what the fuck I call a chain reaction. See, money ain't a thing, we still the same. Flow just changed, now we about to change the game.
Said my don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on, I said my don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back. Lean back, come on. Now we living better now, coochie sweating now. And that G4 can fly through any weather now. See, get tight when you're worth some millions. That's why I sport the chinchilla, hurt their feelings. You can find your crack it all tight. Out of Vegas front row to all the fights. If Father Born come, then they probably squeal. Cause athlete rappers, they're like Derek for real. If you cross the line, damn right, I'm gonna hurt you. These even made gang signs commercial. Even Lil Bad Wow throwing it up. B2K Crip walking like that's what's up. Can't keep telling me to speak about the rucker. Matter of fact, I don't want to speak about the rucker. Not even Pee Wee Kirkland could imagine this. When didn't have to play to win the championship. Come on. Don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back. Lean back, come on. I said my don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back, come on. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Bronx, BX Burrow, Terror Squad. Big Pun forever. Tom Montana forever. Yeah. Streets is ours. Come on. Nah, man. It ain't never gonna stop. Serge. Raul. JB Fat Ed. Come on.
Border Crossings, and that is Fat Joe. He's not so fat anymore.
He's not fat anymore.
He's
lost
Joe.
A lot of weight.
His new name is Thin Joe. And that is for Jaro Ali Nene, who's listening to Border Crossings. And it's called Lean Back. And when you're fat, you don't want to lean back too far because you may fall out of the chair. Thanks for tuning in to Border Crossings. Welcome to our show on a Tuesday. And you can tell from my partner's voice here, Ray McDonald's in our studios, and that is because Tuesday brings you Chart Chat.
Well, I have two songs that are going to make you fall out of your chair. That's how good they are.
Oh, whew.
So if you're sitting down, get ready.
I'm Fat Larry. Is that what you're saying?
You're going to be on the floor. First of all, These are both songs in the top 20 in the latest Billboard Hot 100. We got G-Eazy, who's back in action, along with A$AP Rocky and Cardi B, who's like red hot right now because of Bodak Yellow. G-Eazy, A$AP Rocky, and Cardi B are together on a song called No Limit, which goes from number 24 to number 13. G-Eazy has a new album out in just a couple of weeks, and we'll get caught up after No Limit. A$AP Rocky and Cardi B with No Limit, moving from number 24 to number 13 on the latest Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart. This is G-Eazy's third top 20 hit. It's also the lead single from his fifth album, The Beautiful and the Damned, and that will be dropping on December 15th. Now, G-Eazy says this track started out as just him and A$AP Rocky. They were working in adjoining rooms in the recording studio, and they got together. They came up with a beat for the song. They went ahead and made it. And he later called Cardi B and invited her to lay down a few verses. G-Eazy says he's been a fan of Cardi since she first became known. He appreciates her honesty and her energy. And of course, Cardi B is she's red hot right now. Cardi, by the way, is working on a debut solo album. And she tweeted her fans a few days ago saying, "I'm taking my time. I know you want it. but I want to make sure that this thing is right. As for G-Eazy, he's from Oakland, California. Earlier this month, he was in California to do a benefit concert for North Bay Fire Relief. There were some huge out-of-control wildfires in California wine country, and they did a lot of damage. They took some lives. 100% of the proceeds from G-Eazy's show went to recovery efforts, so big up to G-Eazy for that. Next up on the list, someone who's been in the news the last few days, Pink. And if you watch the American Music Awards, Pink was a huge presence. Not only did she performed twice, once solo and once with Kelly Clarkson. There was also a little controversy about a certain camera shot of Pink. And we'll get into that after What About Us, which re-enters in number 17. So let's hear What About Us and then back to Pink.
We are searchlights, we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. And you sold us down the river too far. What about us?
She's back in the mix with What About Us, re-entering, moving from number 22 to number 17 on the Hot 100. It has risen as high as number 13. That's one of my favorite Pink songs.
Yeah,
really
I like
strong.
Her. She's good at everything she does. I just like her music. I like what she does, you know, get the party started and all the stuff she's put out over the years.
She's a fantastic vocalist. She and Kelly Clarkson tore it up together at the American Music Awards. And then later in the show, Pink, you know, she's famous in concert for doing her aerial act where she's suspended from wires. She and a group of other dancers actually sang and danced on the side of a high-rise building in downtown Los Angeles. It was death-defying. The lady DJ, Nikki Strong, and I were watching the show on TV. And lady DJ was just like, Pink, get down off of there. You have babies. You can't do this anymore. So lady DJ was highly upset by that. And then also during the AMAs, Christina Aguilera was doing a Whitney Houston tribute because it was the 25th anniversary of The Bodyguard. And Christina was struggling on some of the notes.
Mm-hmm. And lady DJ wanted Christina on the side of the building.
That's right. And the camera cut to Pink watching in the audience, and she had a kind of a pained expression on her face. And I think it was because, as a fellow musician, Pink recognized that Christina was not having the greatest of nights. Mm. I think all musicians have been there. You have a bad night, and she was wondering, how are you going to get around this? How are you going to recover from this? And but, of course, the internet being the snake pit that it is, you know, everybody was like, oh, Pink is dissing Christina. And Pink addressed that directly. Mm-hmm. She said, don't do that. Don't pit women against each other because you know how strong we are when we work together. Mm-hmm. And Pink and Christina had their beefs back in the day, but they've been settled. They're friends now, and mm-hmm. Pink wanted to make it very clear that she is on Christina's side.
Getcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go. Just today, Pink dropped the video for her Beautiful Trauma single. I've got it on my Twitter feed, Ray on the Hits. I wanted to get in a plug for that. On Sunday, Pink will be in Abu Dhabi, performing at the Formula One Grand Prix, and then her proper tour kicks off next March 1st in Phoenix, Arizona. So lots of Pink going on right now.
All right, thank you, Ray.
Yep.
That's our chart expert, Ray, who hosts the Billboard Top 20 Countdown every week. We got time for one more request from Monica in Kuwait. Sarah Bareilles, Brave, on Border Crossings.
You can be amazing. Somebody's lack of love, or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they settle near your skin. Kept on the inside, and no sunlight. Sometimes a shadow wins. But I wonder what would happen if you said.
Crossing, Sarah Bareilles for Monica in Kuwait. Brave is the request, and Sarah Bareilles has been on Broadway in The Waitress, and on January 12th, she will be performing right here in D.C. at the Kennedy Center, along with a National Symphony Orchestra. So that's going to be a unique show for Sarah Bareilles fans. I want to say hi to Joseph Gabetti and King Boy Okworo, and it's time to give away another Now 64 CD. In our month-long Now 64 CD giveaway today, our lucky listener is Mr. Sunil Dungana. He's in Kathmandu, Nepal. Hey, congratulations to Sunil. You've got the Now 64 CD. Thanks for listening to this show. I want to thank, again, Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director, and Ray for coming by with the chart chat. I'm Larry London. Have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow for Border Crossings at 1500 Universal, right here on the VOA1 Music Network.